Hello.
Hi, Miss. Sorry about that. I was having trouble. How's it going?
Fine, pretty good.
Good to hear. I was trying to find your contact info, but I was unable to since my computer did restart. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Ayana, Ayana.
Sorry,
That's my first.
Ayana,
A,
right?
yes, the first name is Ayana.
And last name is?
Johnson, Johnson.
Okay, Ms. Johnson, just to let you know, we are on a recorded line. Let me go
Okay.
ahead and start a new intake form for you. Now, were you filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
On myself.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with anything after taking Depo-Provera?
Wait, no. Okay, so first off, this is for the Enfamil formula claim. That's first off, and this is for my daughter. So when I say
Okay.
myself, I meant for my child.
I'm so sorry. Let me open up that claim form. For some reason, I registered you as a depot client. One second. I'll be right back. Hi, I'm so sorry. It seems like there's some errors, but let me try to go through these questions manually. One second. Okay, let's see. Here we go, Miss. Now, would you like to see if you meet the criteria for the baby formula lawsuit?
The person who referred me to you said I met the criteria. He asked me the question, and then he said he was referring me to, I guess, the intake specialist, which is,
Yeah.
I thought, who you were.
These are just standard procedure questions. Some of them are going to be very repetitive. If you could just, go through them with me. Thank you so
Yeah.
much, Miss. Okay. So you would like to see if you meet the criteria?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And have you already sought legal help from an attorney?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought out legal help?
Yes.
Thank you. And see, what was your baby diagnosed with after consuming the baby formula?
It was necrotizing enterocolitis, NEC.
Thank you so much.
It also caused her to have liver problems.
I'm sorry to hear that. And is your baby still with us?
Say it again?
Is your baby still with us?
Yeah, she's still with us.
Okay, how are they doing now?
She's doing better now. She no longer has it.
That's good to hear. Let me see something really fast here. My system's working. Okay. And you said she experienced some liver failures after?
Yeah, she had experienced liver problems. She was diagnosed with the NEC, the necrotizing enterocolitis, just like that.
Do you have medical records proving the injury or the diagnosis of your daughter?
So the medical records should be at the hospital where she was treated, which is the Slater Menominee Falls Hospital.
Okay.
And so they would have the records.
Sorry. When was the injury diagnosed?
It was diagnosed a few weeks after she by July 2nd of 2007.
July 2nd of 2007?
Yes.
Thank you. July 2nd. And was the baby fed formula before getting diagnosed or after getting diagnosed?
Before.
Thank you. And how long did they drink the formula for?
About, I know it was at least 2 weeks, so I'm going to say about 14 days.
Okay. And how long after being fed formula were they diagnosed with NEC?
She was diagnosed around the 2nd of July in 2007.
So when was she born?
She was born
June 16th of 2007. Okay. How old is she now?
17.
So would you say it was within the 7 days of being fed that she got diagnosed?
It was probably 2 weeks, within 2 weeks after, because she experienced issues 2 weeks after consuming it, and then she was took it to the hospital. She was diagnosed. So I want to say the second, that was 14 to 16 days after she consumed it.
Okay, no worries. And what is the facility where she was diagnosed?
At the Frederick Menominee Falls.
One more time?
Frederick Menominee Falls Hospital.
How do you spell that?
Frederick, F as in Frank, I as in Romeo, O as in Oscar, E as in Edward, D as in dog, T as in Tom, E as in Echo, R as in Romeo, C as in Tom. Menominee is M as in Mary, E as in Echo, N as in Nancy, O as in Oscar, M as in Mary, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, E as in Echo, Falls, F-A-L-L-S, Hospital.
Thank you so much. Let me look up their address really fast. It Yeah, I would not have been able to spell this one by myself. And is that the same hospital that they were born?
Yeah, that's where she was diagnosed at, yeah, and that's where the she was in the ICU there as well.
Okay. And what was the brand of the formula that she was fed?
Infamil to E.
Okay. And you are her mother?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have authority to sign on behalf of your daughter?
Yes.
Are you both citizens of the United States?
Yes, yes, we are.
Okay. And what is the gestational age at birth?
What do you mean? You mean like how many weeks?
How many weeks?
I was about 28 weeks.
Okay. And were they diagnosed with NEC at the hospital, or did you guys leave?
Say it again?
Did you guys leave before getting diagnosed with NEC, or did she get diagnosed at the hospital?
She went to the hospital and got diagnosed.
So she never left, right?
Yeah, she took the formula and stuff, like, soon after delivery, you know, when you first give birth, in the hospital, she had taken the formula.
And you said that was June 16th of 2007, right?
Yeah, that's when she was born.
Thank you. Okay, let's see. Let's move on to the next few questions. Do you have a birth certificate for her?
Yes.
Okay, and do you know anybody else that was also affected by the baby formula?
Sheesh, yeah, nephews. I recall him having the surgery as well. So, yeah.
Okay, can you please give them my information just in case they also may meet the qualification? We like to help as many people as we can, okay?
Okay, I will do.
Okay, thank you so much. And just for the purpose of the call, what is your daughter's gender?
A female.
Thank you. And her marital status?
She better be single.
And you said your name was Ayana, last name Johnson?
Yes.
That is A-Y-A-N-A, last name J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Correct.
Thank you. Is there a suffix to your name?
No.
Perfect. And do you know your daughter's social?
Yes. 391-29-7332.
That was 391-29-7332?
Yes.
And what is her name, ma'am?
Asani Rose Robinson. So the first name is A-S-A-N-I.
Sorry, A-S-A-N-I?
Yes, and it's hyphenated. So it's Asani hyphen Rose, like the flower. So it's R-O-S-E. So the first name is A-S-A-N-I hyphen R-O-S-E. Her middle name is Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E. And her last name is Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, and Johnson. Okay. And your social, ma'am?
391-96-5477.
That was 9196. Sorry, 391-96-5477.
Correct.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And your marital status?
Single.
And for the purpose of the call, your gender?
Female.
And do you have a middle name, ma'am? I don't know if we went over that.
Nicole as well.
Nicole. It's a beautiful name. That's my sister's middle name as well. And your email, ma'am?
A for Apple, U for Umbrella, D for Delta, I for India, C for Echo, H for Hotel, A for Apple. Oh, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. I'm thinking of the whole name. So it should be A-U-D-I-E, H as in Hotel, 400@gmail.com. There's no A.
Thank you so much.
Can you just confirm that? Because I kind of messed you up.
That was AUDIEH400@gmail.com.
Correct.
Awesome. And then your phone number was 916-754. No?
No.
Oh,
no,
I'm so sorry. I'm looking at the wrong place. It's 262-227-6682.
Correct.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Good thing I double checked. Would have written in the wrong thing. Let's see. And your full address?
9646 West Bradley Road. That's B for boy, R for Romeo, A for Apple, D for Delta, L for Lima, E for Echo, Y for Yankee Road, apartment 108. The zip code is 53224.
Sorry, city and state?
Oh, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Thank you so much. And then what was the apartment number one more time?
108.
108. Thank you so much. Let's see now. Do you have a official document showing that you're the power of attorney?
What do you mean? I have my driver's license.
Yeah, like that you have basically custody of your over your daughter, like signing power.
I don't know what that means. I have, like, she's been with me since birth.
Okay. That's like court appointed, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And Ayanna, that's the Ayanna Johnson. That's the full names of the mother's name, right?
My name is Ayanna. My middle initial is N for Nicole. My last name is Johnson.
Thank you, ma'am. And the father's name?
Larry Robinson, Jr. His middle initial is E for Echo.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. And let's see. Were any of the following issues during pregnancy, hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, AIDS, HIV, none of the above or unknown?
None of the above.
Thank you. And was your child born premature?
Yes.
In what state was she born in?
Wisconsin.
Thank you. And how long were they in the NICU? Do you remember the dates?
I don't even know. Her birthday, she was born June 16th, 07, and she was, when was she? She was, I think, she was released. I can tell you her release date. Her discharge date was August 18, 2007. About 2 months.
Poor baby. You said that was 6:15 to 8:18, right?
Yep. June 16th, when she was born, and then she was discharged August 18, 2007.
And what was her weight?
She's about 4 pounds, 4 ounces.
Thank you, thank you. And you said she was fed from birth, the formula?
Yeah.
Okay, so back to that same date. And I know these seem super repetitive, but we're almost done here. And when did she stop feeding?
She was diagnosed. So she was diagnosed. We immediately stopped the feeding after she had tons of symptoms and stuff. She stopped the feeding after she was diagnosed. So about 2 weeks.
So 2 weeks from then, maybe on the 30th of that same month that she was born.
Yeah. So she was her symptoms started on that date, the 30th.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
When she was diagnosed July 2nd of 07.
Okay, let's see. Did your child have the following symptoms from after drinking the cow milk? It has low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, there's bradycardia, swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, or dark bloody stool. None of the above or unknown.
She had bloody stool. She experienced breathing issues. She had green vomiting, severe stomach pain. She experienced apnea. Yeah.
Goodness. And was there any treatment?
Yes, they performed the surgery. It started with a L, I believe.
Laparotomy. Exploratory laparotomy. Okay. And is there any medical record showing all of this diagnosis and procedures?
Yes, the hospital should have all the records.
Okay, and when was she last treated for NEC?
So she was diagnosed. They did the surgery on the 4th of July, and then she was released. So after she was released, she didn't experience, everything seemed to be better. So it was the treatment date. When they allowed her to leave, that was the last time.
Okay. So after July 4th, maybe, did she leave like weeks after or days
she
after?
Left August. She left, the exact date she left was, the exact day that she left was August
18, 2007. Thank you so much, ma'am. And her diagnosing doctor, do you remember his name? His or her name?
Her name was Dr. Laura Frank.
Laurel Frank?
Laura. L-A-U-R-A.
L-A-U-R-A.
And then
okay.
Frank was, Frank is F-R-A-N-C-K.
C-K. Okay, thank you so much. And what is the facility name?
It was Frater Menominee Falls Hospital.
Okay.
And that's where the NICU was as well.
And that's where they treated her, you said?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Just copying and pasting the address and the phone number. 1 second, okay? Okay, almost done. And were there any abdominal surgeries performed?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Any other medical notes you'd like for me to add?
With the laparotomy, I know the doctor did an incision on her abdomen to remove some dead tissue and stuff. And the formula that was in there, they removed, have to remove that. What else happened? That was pretty much it. They end up doing the, she had to get extra oxygen. She had to get vitamin therapy, some nutrient therapy. Yeah, stuff like that.
Lots of therapy after.
And
okay.
Some antibiotics as well.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And who would you like to add as an emergency contact?
Is that mandatory right now?
No.
Okay. They could add my daughter. Could have added her, but she's at school most of the time, so.
No worries. You can just add no, not applicable for now. So I'm going to go ahead and send you this document via text, and I'm also going to send it to you via email. You can actually sign it whichever way you'd like. Let me go over this. I'm so sorry. What is your date of birth, ma'am?
My date of birth is August 21st, 1986.
August 21st of 1986.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Okay. Let's see. What else? Did I miss anything else? Looks like I did. Okay. What else? Probably. No. Let's see. Not too sure what is missing. Oh, okay. And you should see that shortly, okay?
When is it coming? Do you know what name? Will be on top? Oh, okay. It's a lot.
The DocuSign.
Do I have to do a wet signature, or do I do the electronic selection?
I'm sorry, ma'am, what?
Do I have to sign with my finger, or can I do the just wet?
Yeah, if you could sign, if you could sign with your finger, give me a full signature rather than just initials, that would be awesome.
Okay, because it allows me to also do like a select the signature while I just keep hitting.
Yeah,
enter,
you
enter,
could
enter.
Do that. Mm-hmm. Adopt
okay.
It.
Yeah, adopted. That's not. Okay. Okay, just tap into adopted. Just making sure you got all the information correct.
Take your time, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, so you selected, it says drug and alcohol abuse or HIV AIDS release. Okay, I'm like, I don't have that. Okay. I think I did it. Continue. Good. Hello.
Okay. I think that's it. I think it's, so it should be 6 pages.
Yes, ma'am. So if you hit finish, it should tell you if you missed anything.
Okay. Then I got a, uh-oh. Okay, I think I got it. I think that's fine.
Let me see. Okay, everything does look good so far. So congratulations on filing your claim, Ms. Everything is done on our end. What you would be expecting is a call. You were paired up with, give me 1 second. You are paired up with A4D. They're going to be your attorney, so you should expect a call. You want to take down the number?
Yeah.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, can you first give me the name again?
A like apple, the number 4, and the letter D like delta.
Okay.
And that number is 909-906-3862.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Anything else I can do for you today, ma'am?
So can you just explain how the process works now? Like, now that I'm going to get a call.
So it's super cool. After having this conversation with me, you should get that one confirmation call from the attorneys, and then they actually take it from there. You should be hearing back if they are able to settle your case.
Okay. And then is there a time frame for the for how long it takes for them to work the cases?
They should be able to actually give you a better time frame. I'm not too sure.
Okay. And then lastly, so I haven't moved yet, but we're in the process of moving. So what happens if I relocate with my address and stuff?
You can update them with that information
Okay. Once
you do move.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. You enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
You too, bye.